You're listening to the Andres Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres. I'm interrupting my show's hiatus to bring you a reaction to big news that I've talked about in my mostly YouTube series, Local Broker Reacts. If you're not familiar with my real estate series where Local Broker Reacts, it was an unintentional series of episodes I ended up doing in discussing Cal exit or the California migration or California exodus, however you want to label it. Hashtag Cal exit. So this thing has been something that I've talked about a great deal. In some of the episodes, I've done some color commentary in between my reactions to talk about the situation that California finds itself in. Because if you're not familiar with the way the House of Representatives is made up, House seats are assigned to the 50 existing states in the union and are distributed based on the distribution of the population in those states. So California has gained a seat, at least one, in basically every census year dating back up to 20 years ago. 10 years ago was the first time California did not gain a seat. They didn't lose a seat, but they didn't gain a seat. The handwriting was on the wall, folks. That's why in the episodes that I've done, again, unintentional, it became my most popular real estate series, and I'm grateful for that. I had said that when the results come in, that California is in real danger of losing a seat in the Congressional House District. The results are in, folks. California, even New York, lost a seat. Things were already bad here, that there were talks about a Cal exit in terms of breaking up the state into different states. There were different proposals on how the breakup would go. They would break it up into three: North, Central, and Southern California. Then there was another proposal saying break it up into five different states, and they were kind of breaking it up almost along party affiliations. Like, okay, keep the liberals and the leftists in one section, keep the conservatives and Republicans in another one, and keep the agriculture to its own, you know, untouched by the policies and the politics of all of them. None of those plans ever passed out, but the point is that this was proposed, this was discussed, this was attempted to be done, and that's where hashtag CalExit began, kind of inspired by the whole Brexit thing that happened a few years ago. Well, again, that didn't pan out, but what did happen, the CalExit became California exodus. As I said, and this is not an end cap, but it feels like an end cap because it reinforces the very things I was discussing. See, whenever in discussion, oh, let me check my seatbelt. Whenever there's any discussions about politics and things, the problem is that people get emotional about the whole thing, right? And when they get emotional, if they disagree with you, you know, even though you're not citing an opinion, you're citing facts, what they'll say is, yeah, it's your opinion. So they can brush off what you're saying and put up a defensive shield so they don't have to accept what you're saying. People that are on one side of the political aisle have been criticizing the other side that's been leaving the state and saying that they're going to turn those other places into echo chambers, or they're going to echo chambers. Like, well, what do you think California is? California is an echo chamber. It's basically a one-party state. But on top of that, there have been, before this mass migration towards the latter years that this has been happening, it's changed the setup of certain states that basically made them more competitive politically, and it's kind of ruined the local economies there that have enjoyed more laissez-faire with their economies, because those that early on left from here did not change the way they voted and voted in the very policies they were running away from. So places like Idaho or even Texas have run into that issue. Look at what the big contention with Arizona, and the shocker that it was for a lot of people last year during the election. These kind of things have ramifications. And if you're not paying attention, you should be paying attention, because this is beyond politics. It's also economics. It's also cultural. But we still have, here in California, we still have an inventory shortage. With that many people still leaving, not enough people are able to buy here because there's not enough to buy. That's mind-boggling, folks. So it's interesting to see what this all will mean, because some people have their idea of what will ultimately happen. Some people say California's fate is sealed. It's the Democratic People's Republic of California. That's my terminology. Other people say that there's still a great number here that can change, and people are waking up to the reality of things to be able to make a change here in California, and only time will tell. But anyway, that's how I wanted to wrap this thing up. It's not nearly... not exactly a conversation or a topic that I necessarily like speaking
publicly per se on the show, because some people don't like these kind of conversations. That's why I invite you to Off the Record. So Off the Record is not available to everyone, and it's exclusively available at www.thatthingjustgoover.com. YouTube doesn't really allow some of my episodes to be posted there, so you'll see some different platform providers that I am embedding my videos on. So if you want to find something that's an alternative to YouTube, you can also find out on my website how many other platforms I'm currently on, because now I'm on 7 platforms. Woohoo! Take that, big tech. Anyway, that's it for this one. Thank you so much for watching. This was not an intentional video, so it was an emergency video breaking the hiatus rules. I'll see you when I return with new episodes later in the spring, early summer. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon.